I've got beard all over my beard.
We are here today testing out our new podcasting equipment as a supplemental task, aside from the amazing ones that we do with Justin. Although Justin will be involved in these as well at some point.
But today we don't need him.
Well, we'd love to have him, but he's at work. He's earning a living.
And I'm eating a sandwich.
You're eating the shit out of a sandwich.
It's a damn good sandwich.
What'd you get?
I got a roast beef, a panini.
Oh. Yeah, isn't that the demon from The Exorcist?
It might be. Don't bring up demons.
Okay, we just saw The Unborn.
Which would have been better had it been titled, He Wants to Be Born. That's a great title. It's a throwback title that they should have used, because The Unborn is fucking boring.
You know what? If the title was different and it was the same movie, it would still be a crock of ass.
I would get those mixed up when I would see back-to-back trailers of that and the Elizabeth Banks horrible film, The Uninvited.
Yeah.
Because they would show them back-to-back. And it was very confusing.
Another thing they share in common is both of those titles were used for 80s horror films.
Really?
Yeah, The Uninvited had... I remember the cover of the box had a cat, a pissed-off cat. And the cover of The Unborn had this little Kelsey Grammer mutant child.
So that explains that joke you made about 2.5 hours ago that I didn't get.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, The Unborn 2 was one that had a Kelsey Grammer lookalike as the monster.
Is that Unborner?
No. And it's also not Mamma Mia, which is Unbjorn.
Which fits. That joke finally works. Well done.
Okay, so Steve, why don't you synopsize this film in between sandwich bites?
All right, let me tell you what happens here. The Unborn's about this chick whose eyes start freaking out because it turns out she's got a twin that was killed in utero because she decided that she'd had enough of this. She was pissed off because he was wearing clothes in the womb. So she strangles the little uterus with her umbilical cord. But years later, she's repressed that memory, of course, and the demon gets out and starts haunting her. And then she goes to see her worthless grandmother. That's the film.
That is so not what it's...
Although, that would have been a better movie. You tell me that would not have been a better film. Yeah. Let me go see my Jewish grandmother.
Yeah. The funny thing is like you're pissed off that the demon has clothes.
Well, it doesn't make sense.
It's going to be an unrated DVD where it's just him shopping.
It didn't make any sense. The film was completely nuts.
Yeah, it's got like a couple of good creature effects and all that, but it's tied together horribly. And so it wasn't even shot that well. It didn't look good.
Very boring.
Odette Yussman, though.
And the use of the bright blue colors, too. Was trying to make a link between her eyes. Remember when she would walk around and she'd see like that blue glove on the ground?
Yeah.
Same color as her eyes.
Yeah.
So that was supposed to be symbolism, showing that the demon that was within her is also out in the real world wearing clothes. Why in the hell is it wearing clothes? Why was it looking like a little schoolboy?
Because I guess David Goyer thought it was creepy looking. Hmm. He probably bought a Living Dead doll and said, this is what I need.
Jesus.
The scariest creature in the film was was a different little boy.
That's true. That kid was great. But that kid had it right. Remember, because all film long I was saying that she just needs to give in to this creature that's attacking her and just team up with him. Because it wants her. Why doesn't she just give in and just team up with him?
What I don't understand, yeah, and they get an exorcism together to kick it out of her ass.
Right.
But it's never in her.
It's around her.
She doesn't get possessed, yet they try to exorcise it out of her.
It's the stupidest thing ever.
It's not great.
Why are you exorcising something that's not inside her? Which...
Some would say our whole life is
preparation.
Wow,
that's great. Yeah. How about that? Completely worked. What about the grandmother?
What about her? She's hot.
Yeah, but...
It's Jane Alexander, Star of Testament.
But here's the thing, right?
And her idea of research for the character was to start words with V.
Yeah, because
She's playing a Holocaust survivor.
A German Jew?
I don't know if she's playing a German Jew.
I think she was. That explains the accent. And it explains how they rounded up and put...
She was a Jewman?
She was a Jew. Not easy to do.
No. So she tormented herself.
She did. But how about that advice? She was able to control, or at least give advice to two people, and both... Well, I guess the mother died, right? Carla Gugino?
Yeah.
And horrible flashbacks.
Yeah. Odette Yussman is a star, a girl from Cloverfield, who's a cute girl. Her parents are played by Carla Gugino and James Remar. And to me, that's a more interesting film.
I know.
I just want to see Remar and Gugino hang out.
I would like to have seen Remar for more than 1 minute. He was not in the film at all.
He was in it a little bit.
About a minute. But the thing is, right, she finds out that her mother was adopted.
Sort of. She thinks she's adopted.
Well, she said that. She said that the mother...
She was adopted, right.
Right, she said that her mother decided to hang herself because she found out she was adopted. That's why she thought that Kagino went crazy. But it turns out she actually had a mother who was... she was in contact with. But they never explained...
I think she probably... the mother... her mother probably found the Holocaust mother over her travels.
It doesn't make any sense, though.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it's...
because the grandmother never explains why she decided to give up her daughter, which was Kagino, in the first place. They never bring that up. They mentioned that the main girl's mother, which is Kagino, was adopted.
Maybe she gave up her daughter because she thought she wouldn't be a good parent after having killed her own brother during the Holocaust because he was
possessed.
And
that's another thing. The creature who's haunting her, the main girl, it's her uncle. It's not really her brother. It's her uncle. Remember she says...
It's a demon that's inhabited. It goes from person to person.
Right,
but her uncle's no more.
I know. But the apparition it assumes is the image of her uncle. That's the boy. It's her uncle.
No, it's not.
In the flashback, it's the same kid.
It's not that kid. No, it's not.
It's the same kid.
No, it's not. This kid's... it's another ugly little tote.
Oh. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Hmm.
Yep. This is some Holocaust kid. You shouldn't worry about him.
Who needs them?
Yeah. The best thing about the movie is that we're not watching it anymore.
That's exactly right.
But it's got a couple of good creepies in it, but there's jump scares and there's CGI bugs and...
you know,
they waste good actors. Gary Oldman, Idris Elba.
Gary Oldman was useless in that film. It was not his fault, but he wasn't given anything to do except to translate a massive book that the girl stole from the library. How about that?
How about her friend, her best friend, Megan Good?
Oh, Jesus. She kept calling her dude.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Old-timer's disease.
She gets stabbed in the belly.
So we just tell everybody what happens.
Who gives a fuck? If they want to go see The Unborn, go see it, and you're an idiot for seeing it.
We saw it.
That is true.
Yeah. What else is great about this movie? Her boyfriend is...
we left unharmed.
Chiseled and bland.
Yeah. Took his shirt off like 5 times.
Wait, did not leave unharmed.
We left unharmed.
Oh, we left unharmed.
No, he did not leave unharmed. He dies. He took the serious loss in this. But how many people were actually possessed in this movie?
About six.
Like 6 or 7 people. And she never was, which is the irony.
Well, she got to have fucked up shit. I feel bad for her because this is her starring vehicle and it's not good. And she's not that good. And she had to wear fucked up contacts all day.
Well, and the doctor from Dexter...
It doesn't even warrant mentioning.
It doesn't matter. Something has to warrant mentioning. The Asian guy from Dexter is the doctor who gives her the prognosis that she has an evil twin. He says, I can look in your eyes and see that you murdered your twin brother in utero.
Why'd you kick his ass so hard?
I don't know. Because he's wearing clothes, probably. That really pisses me off. What about the dog with the mask?
Yep.
That was kind of dopey.
What bothers me about David Goyer is he's got some good ideas, but he can't tie them together. And, I mean, every instance, he has all the tools and he never does anything with it. He's got the dog with the upside down head, it's got the dude creeping up the stairs. I mean, it's like he watched Prince of Darkness and In the Mouth of Madness and got some good visual ideas, and that's it.
He said,
let's toss a few Nazis in this.
The film could have used more Nazis.
Most films could.
I was expecting like this great big confrontation with the Nazis at the end, and it didn't happen.
Well, the Nazis are no more.
I don't know. Did you see this film?
They were involved?
It had to have been. It was like an underground Nazi movement to get this movie made.
Okay.
Even the music was boring.
It was boring. It was not a good movie.
It was not good.
I would not recommend it to anyone in the world.
I can't think of really anything decent about it. Because
I like to see what I like the little creepy kid next door.
I agree.
He looks like a midget gone young. And I love the part where he gets run over by a car and then bounces up just to warn the chick.
That's right. It's like she doesn't heed his advice.
She doesn't even check the cops. She doesn't call the cops or call an ambulance.
You know, she's not worried about it.
She's like, I ran over a child and he warned me. But you know what? In retrospect, maybe he didn't enjoy that.
She was too busy being concerned about her painted on eyebrows. Did you see those things?
What is it with you and eyebrows?
That was pissing me off. They were obviously not real. She had to draw them on every morning. But she wasn't concerned, though. She runs over this kid, gets up, the kid's fine. She's like, ah, what the hell with it? I'm not going to think twice about that. Ran over a kid. The kid's perfectly all right. He's walking around yelling at me.
Well, he's hanging out with demons. Actually, that kid's the villain. He killed a kid in the movie.
That kid was great. You're right. She should have just teamed up with him.
No, he's not the same kid. He's just like the accomplice of the
guy. Well, he was the one who was possessed.
No.
He was possessed, remember? Because at the end, fuck this movie. At the very end, remember, when everybody's being possessed, the demon gets knocked out of the kid and enters the...
Right. But usually when somebody's possessed, they look all fucked up. And he didn't look fucked up until then.
Until the end, right. Because it suited the filmmakers, that's why.
Not a very good movie.
Very lazy. Very lazy.
How do you think Nazis can make other movies great?
Oh, wow.
Like if you inserted Nazis into Schindler's List.
That wouldn't work.
Oh, what about into Jaws?
Can you a Nazi boat? They're both
a U-boat.
A U-boat, right? They're both vying for the attention of Bruce. They're both going after him. You get the Nazi boat.
And or you've got, what if the shark is flanked by water skiing Nazis?
That's Jaws 3. That's the poster for Jaws 3 with the water skiers.
Tiburon.
Tiburon 3D.
Water skiing Nazis are. That's a plot.
It's a great plot. It'd be like slime ball or slime.
Would that be
bowl?
Big Ven's Day.
I never get that right. The slime bowl.
What?
Slime ball at the Bowlerama.
Slime sorority ball? Babes at the slime ball.
Slime ball Bowlerama.
Yeah, slime ball.
So you could have Nazi ball Bowlerama. Wait, not Nazi.
Maybe Uwe Bowlerama.
Yes, you could do that. He's a Nazi.
He really is.
Have you seen his films?
Don't put Nazis down. What other movies would benefit from Nazis? Specifically jet skiing Nazis.
Remains of the Day.
True.
There would be great jet skiing across the lawn.
Or what if that's how Mrs. Daisy was driven?
The car was pulled by jet skiing Nazis.
Yep.
It's possible.
Nothing's impossible in the world of movies. It's a place of magic and imagination, unless you're watching The Unborn.
What about the use of the Kabbalah in The Unborn?
It was briefly mentioned.
I know, but it's such a tiresome thing. The Jewish mysticism.
It's a tiresome
thing. I'm tired of it. It's in every movie nowadays.
That's true. I'm trying to think of one.
I was watching The Brothers the other day.
It was in there.
I was getting annoyed.
Jewish thing.
Like, why the hell? And it was in Bats as well.
Jewish mysticism?
Yeah, Lou Diamond invokes the Kabbalah, and the Bats happen.
God damn it. I think we're missing the boat.
Can you believe, though? She brings this massive book to Gary Oldman, tells him to translate it, and he translates it in one night. This enormous book. It's crazy. And what kind of library does she go to get this ancient book that she secretly steals?
Yeah, she does steal it.
And speaking of secrets, what about the little box of family secrets she found?
with a 16mm or an 8mm film that changes for her.
Yeah, I know. It's good editing. Someone snuck in there and edited some dogs in it. Dogs wearing masks.
Yeah, and a dog with an upside-down head.
Talk about something that made no sense.
It looked cool, and apparently it was in some old piece of scripture that David Goyer looked at and said, this is a good image. Either that or he created the imagery for
the dog? What was the whole point of having that 8mm film there in the first place? It didn't tell her anything. It told her to go to this old clock tower.
Actually, what it did was it reminded me of Prince of Darkness. It seems like, I'm telling you, David Goyer watched two movies and said, fuck it.
Probably right.
I got a film deal. I'm going
to milk it. Well, hold on. He watched three. He had to watch Four Brothers to get the Kabbalah reference.
That's true. Damn it. Well, Kabbalah was renamed Nightbreed.
The Brothers, right now.
Yeah.
Duh.
We also saw a trailer for Last House on the Left.
Yeah? How about that one?
Ooh.
It's got the girl from Sleepover in it, though.
It's also got another girl that looks familiar. Was she in The Ruins or something? No, it's not Jenna Malone. There's some girl that looks kind of like Jenna Malone.
Yeah, I don't know. The blonde girl in it, the main girl, is from Sleepover. And Aquamarine?
Plus
the mermaid, I think.
No one cares.
Well, I'm told this. That's what I'm told.
Yeah.
But it looks terrible.
What about, what other trailers did we see?
Saw Miss Mart, or Miss May.
Oh my god, the worst looking trailer of all.
It looks like Harold and Kumar go to the Playboy
Mansion. It's by this bad comedy group called The Whitest Kids You Know.
Really?
Yeah.
They're an actual comedy group.
It's not, I don't know if they have a TV show or something like that, because we got one of the DVDs sent in a while back. So, I mean, that trailer starts out starring two of The Whitest Kids You Know.
Oh, I said it.
Yeah.
I was too busy throwing up.
They are not good. At least these two kids weren't in the trailer. It's all slapstick. Then again, so is the new Broken Lizard trailer.
Yeah, I agree. That's disappointing, but you can't judge their films by the trailer.
No, you can't, but it still sucks because there are a lot of people out there that either haven't given the Broken Lizard guys any time at all.
So you think we should give these guys a shot?
No. But I'm saying is, you know, in the Broken Lizard case, people have already reserved judgment on them, or they won't see the movies because they think that they're bad based on these trailers. Although, I mean, like, Beerfest did a good job of capturing the general public, not in theaters, but on video. A lot of people love that movie now.
It's very good.
Yeah, it is mainstream. It's, like, right down the middle, but yeah. It's got some good stuff. I'm going to stop this goddamn recording at 15 minutes and see if anybody gives a fuck.
Because I have to have some sandwich.
Wipe your ass and your beard.
Go fuck it.